This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says it's reviewing a ceasefire plan in Gaza put forth by Israel following a visit to Israel by an Egyptian delegation where officials described a quote-unquote new vision for a prolonged end to hostilities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Another night of protests in Tel Aviv as hundreds call for new elections and the ouster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protesters say Netanyahu's government isn't doing enough to bring home the hostages, despite him recently having said Israel will increase both political and military pressure on Hamas. Hamas's military wing released a video over the weekend that appears to show hostages Keith Siegel and Omri Meron sending messages to their families as the Jewish holiday Passover draws to a close at the end of April. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The amount of humanitarian aid going into the Gaza Strip will be ramped up in the coming days, Israel's military said on Sunday, citing new corridors that use an Israeli seaport and border crossings into the Palestinian enclave.
Food, water, medical supplies, shelter equipment, and other aid. More of it is going into Gaza than ever before. This increase in aid is a result of increased efforts.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. France's foreign minister has arrived in Lebanon as part of diplomatic attempts to broker a de-escalation in the conflict on the Lebanon-Israel border. He met with United Nations peacekeeping forces in South Lebanon with Lebanon's parliament speaker and others. This is VOA News. Ukraine's army chief says his troops have been forced to retreat from three villages in the country's embattled east. He warned of a worsening battlefield situation as Ukrainian forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach combat zones. He reported on Sunday Russian forces continue to attack along the entire front line of more than 1,000 kilometers. Pitched battles are raging west of Avdiivka. That's the eastern city Russia took in February. Britain's King Charles III will resume public duties next week after cancer treatment, the palace says. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The king is back. The 75-year-old British monarch will resume duties following a three-month break. During that time, he focused on his treatments for an undisclosed type of cancer. Charles will aptly mark the milestone by visiting a cancer treatment center as his first public appearance. Several more state duties will follow. A major one will be to host a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. Karen Chamas, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden is using insults wrapped in humor against rival Donald Trump during recent events. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After years of Trump calling him Sleepy Joe, the president noted at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, Trump appeared to doze off in court.
Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again.
He says age is an issue in this campaign.
I'm a grown man. Running against a six-year-old.
Trump, of course, lobs his own insults. His campaign says the insults will intensify as the president tries to give his successor a taste of his own medicine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Human rights groups and diplomats have criticized a law that was quietly passed by the Iraqi parliament over the weekend that would impose heavy prison sentences on gay and transgender people. Although homosexuality is taboo in the largely conservative Iraqi society and political leaders have periodically launched anti-LGBTQ campaigns, Iraq did not previously have a law that explicitly criminalized it. The law passed on Saturday with little notice as an amendment to the country's existing anti-prostitution law imposes a sentence of 10 to 15 years for same-sex relations and a prison term of 1 to 3 years for people who undergo or perform gender transition surgeries and for, quote-unquote, intentional practice of effeminacy. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.